This goes to Caitlin Geitman. She's Caitlyn Geitman, PAC. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Jamie, Jamie Weber, Weber. Date of birth 9/12/1983. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a consultation for Ms. Weber, who was referred for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. Ms. Weber is a 39-year-old patient who's accompanied by her mother today to this appointment. She does occasionally have some memory difficulties, so her mother's here to help her remember and to be a historian for the patient. She was born prematurely, three months premature, and spent at least that long, about a week longer than her term date in the neonatal intensive care unit when she was born. She had cerebral palsy, and she required a double hernia repair and also repair of a patent foramen ovale after birth. Since that time, she has done well. She has abnormalities with her gait due to the cerebral palsy, and her left leg inverts toward the center, and she drags that somewhat as she walks, but she usually does not use a walker or any assistive devices for ambulation. It was noted that she had elevated creatinine levels in August of this year. Creatinine was 1.7, and then when it was estimated GFR 34, and when it was rechecked October 7th of this year, creatinine 1.5, it was slightly improved, but estimated GFR is still 39. And before that time, she did not have labs in 2021. But when they were done July 20th of 2020, creatinine was normal at 0.9. So this was definitely a change 2 years after the normal kidney function labs in 2020 of unknown etiology. The patient is feeling well. She has no symptoms of any chronic kidney disease. She does have a history of hypertension, but does not have a blood pressure machine at home to have that checked. She's not had seizures recently. She has a history of depression, but that is not leading to any suicidal thoughts or problems. She does have reflux disease without vomiting or dysphagia currently. Occasionally hoarse voice. No edema, no claudication symptoms, no pain, and she does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Past medical history is significant for epilepsy since the grand mal seizures. Since she was born, depression and anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux disease, intermittent dysphagia, hypertension, dysphonia, and cerebral palsy. Past surgical history, she's had the double hernia repair and the patent foramen ovale repair after birth, but no surgeries since that time. Social history, the patient works full-time. She lives in her own apartment in Mount Pleasant. She does not smoke cigarettes and never has smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for hypertension, stroke, and cancer. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Celexa 10 milligram once a day, Depakote 250 milligram three times a day, metoprolol, 25 milligram once a day. Volnia, it's V-O-L, and like November, E-A, birth control pills, one daily. It's an estrogen-progesterone combination. And she's recently discontinued her Nexium 40 milligram daily, and she's not using Flonase. Inhaler either. Physical examination, height is 58 inches, weight 127 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150 over 80. Pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 99% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Throat is pink with clear drainage. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. All sounds normal, active, times four. Extremities, there's no edema. Pedal pulses are 2+. Capillary refill is brisk. She's got full sensation and motion in the lower extremities. The left foot does invert toward the center and stays in that position as she walks. At labs, the most recent lab studies were done 10-7 of 2022. The sodium was low at 133. Potassium is 5.2. Carbon dioxide, 23. Creatinine was 1.5. And I have labs from August 31st, 2022. The calcium was 8.7, but albumin is low at 2.9. Liver enzymes are normal. And 10-7 of 2022, hemoglobin 12.7, normal white count and normal platelets. I have labs from July 20th of 2020, the creatinine normal, but our albumin was low at 3.2, sodium low at 130, 8-14 of 19, sodium 134, creatinine 0.9, albumin is 3.0, 4-8 of 19, albumin 3.1, sodium 135, creatinine 0.8, and 3-2 of 16, creatinine 0.8, sodium 134, albumin is 3.2. Assessment and plan, elevated creatinine levels beginning in 2022 with chronic mild hyponatremia. We suspect hypertension may be partially causing the elevated creatinine levels, but we need to rule out obstruction. So we have scheduled the patient for a kidney ultrasound with post-ovoid bladder scan, and that will be done in January of next year. We've asked her to purchase or borrow a blood pressure machine to check blood pressure at home. The goal would be to keep blood pressure between 130 and 140 over 80. But we may need to use medication to help with blood pressure control. We would like to have labs done now, and we're going to also check a urinalysis and protein to creatinine ratio, as well as CBC and renal chemistries. Then she's going to have a follow-up visit with us within the next 3 months. And our labs will be done every 3 months after our initial lab also. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Sunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.